following show is controversial and confrontational and may cause offense to some. Listener discretion is advised. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. On Classic Hits.
While I was away, I read an interesting story in one of the American newspapers. And then I'd sent the link over to Helena and Aisling, the producers. And they said to me, yeah, we've seen that story here. It was in the Mail or it was in somewhere else. And now all of a sudden it's everywhere. And Ricky Gervais is talking about it as well. And this is in relation to a British Columbian Human Rights Tribunal hearing over Brazilian waxes devolved into chaos this week, punctuated by a slew of accusations from a transgender woman. The woman is Jessica Yanov. And she joins me on the line. Jessica, good afternoon, or good evening to you. Sorry, it's afternoon your time, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Okay, so I'm not going to read this out because I want to get your version of events, right? That's probably the best way to do this. Okay, so Jessica, you were born Jonathan. You're now Jessica. You identify as a woman. When did you start to identify as a woman, by the way?
About age six.
Okay.
About age six, but honestly, I've been hiding it from a lot of people.
Okay, so when did you officially change your name, so to speak, to your friends and colleagues and friends, you know?
Like, officially change my name? Like, I've been going as Jessica to my friends for a long time, but officially changing my name this year.
Okay, so publicly, I kind of assume, you know, when you're from an official point of view, it's when you change your Twitter name, when you change your Facebook account, and that kind of makes it very publicly official, then, doesn't it? I suppose
exactly. You know, people don't understand. It's a very complex process. Like, you have to go and really change every little tiny thing in regards to your name, your mortgage.
Do you have to legally do that as well? I mean, I know, for example, if I want to change my name to Jessica, I have to go to and change my name by deed poll. Do you have to change your name in the state?
You don't have to. You don't have to. But here's the thing: I was going as I was going as Jonathan for many, many years with female as my ID. So it kind of caused a little bit of an issue.
And how can you do that? I mean, could you do... I don't know about the state of Canada, but...
I did.
So on your driver's license, what does it say in your driver's license?
It says Jessica now, but it did say Jonathan was female for quite some time.
And do you not have to produce, like, a birth certificate? Do you not have to produce, like, a birth certificate for a driver's license?
I had to change my birth certificate over to... this is where it got complicated for me.
Okay. Well, so all the stuff has changed, and you know, you're officially Jessica. But Jessica, to point out, and it's very important in this story, you still have male genitalia. So, because I think it's an important thing to point out in this particular story because it's quite relevant to the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I do, but I also have intersex genitalia, which means I was born with both parts, so to speak.
Well, you don't have a vagina.
It's complicated.
It's not complicated, Jessica. You don't have a vagina. You have a penis, and you have testicles.
I do.
Okay, and I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just because I think it's relevant to the story. Whatever in relation to, I know intersex people are sometimes born, with ovaries rather than testicles or whatever. But I think in your case, you have got testicles and a penis. So externally, that part of your body would look male. It'd be fair to say. Okay, so you decided, I want a Brazilian wax.
Yes, exactly.
And what was the next step? So what did you do? Did you pick up a telephone book, or what did you do?
I used to use the phone, and then I used to get a lot of discrimination. So I thought, you know, I'm going to start to get stuff black and white here. So I started to use Facebook Marketplace, where basically I can engage in the conversation, and instead of using the phone, I can just see, you know, I can see their response, they can see my response, they can see what I look like, I can see what they look like, and just go from there, essentially. But, you know, there's one big thing that I want to clarify, and I actually did obtain an expert witness last night, who's been in an institution for over 12 years now. She's out of Cleveland, Ohio, that area. And we talked about Brazilian. Now, here's the big thing. When it comes to Brazilian does not mean exactly female genitalia. What Brazilian means in a code of aesthetics is removal of the hair from the belly button to the butt. That's what it means.
Was it, okay, from the belly button to the
butt. Okay. It does not mean.
But for a man, is it not, when a man gets it done, is it not called a manzillion, or as they call it over here, back, sack, and crack?
It's not.
When a man gets it, is it not, it's a different situation, you know?
You see the problem,
I'm trying to clarify. So it's the hair, you're saying it's the hair from the belly button down to, in a female, down to her vagina. Because you can't, you can't really get it done. What?
Even past.
Okay,
even
so it's the okay. To the, okay, so it's that whole U-shaped right under the, between the legs. Okay. So you contacted these people and you did you select the ones you wanted to contact, or did you, was it random, or how did you do that?
I you know what I saw as an active listing, I contacted. Okay. You know, and the ones that were there, I contacted.
But these are female beauticians.
Yeah, and some of them were male. Some of them were male as well. The problem that I had with the male ones is they provided me with fake information and such, like fake names.
Okay, well, let's stick to the female ones first, okay?
Sure.
So they decided they didn't want to do it. And
no.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the examples that they gave. That they did, one of them said she was operating from home and she had young children and she didn't want a strange man coming to the house and undressing and obviously having, you know, male genitalia. That's what she said. Another one didn't want to do it because she just didn't want to touch her penis.
There's one big thing that's missed from, because the media doesn't, for some reason, the media does not want to cover this. And that's the fact that not all of these were Brazilian wax complaints. One of them actually was an arm wax. And the arm wax complaint with Suki Hihar Gill, that complaint was due to an arm wax. Nothing with genitalia or anything like that. And that was actually a pretty heated discussion because she said, oh, well, I can't touch your arm because I'm religious and my husband won't allow. Now, this is the problem that we have. Is she
the one that was operating from home?
She's one that goes to homes.
She goes to home.
She's mobile.
Well, maybe her husband, and I'm only thinking from her husband's point of view, right?
Yeah.
He was comfortable enough with her going and looking at women and doing women, and be it arms or be it Brazilians or be it whatever she happens to do on the day. But maybe the husband wasn't comfortable with her going to a woman or a man who identifies as a woman, because in his mind, maybe it's still a man. Maybe the business owner, Marcia De Silva, said she wasn't comfortable carrying out a Brazilian wax on a person with male genitalia, nor did she have the training for it. Now, altogether, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, there's 16 of them.
Yes.
Okay.
No, actually, no. There are 8 of them.
Okay, but the numbers have dropped a bit from what I was reading.
There were 16. 4 of them had to be dropped due to contact information that was incorrect. Another 4 of them were solved in mediation, very, very respectfully in mediation. And then the rest of them were solved in the tribunal at hearing, where essentially 3 of the 7 or 8 respondents have actually had representation that actually showed up. I've had a case with Judy Tran, and I have another 3 more on the 26th.
Let's clarify. So what's going on? So you decided that this is discrimination against a transgender woman, and that your complaint was that you argued you were entitled to receive the advertised wax service, and that if the tribunal ruled against you, that it could lead to a dangerous precedent. The argument from the other side is, if it ruled in favour of you, it would also lead to a dangerous precedent in some sense, because they would then be forced, as a woman, to handle male genitalia. Now, that's the argument. Now, this is you've taken these cases to a British Columbian Human Rights Tribunal.
Yes.
And is it true that you're looking for $8,000 per complainant? Is that what you're looking for in relation to compensation?
It varies. It varies, but it's around, like I have some complaints around $3,000 Canadian, some that are around $5,000, some that are around $7,500. Another that is $8,000, another that is actually $15,000. Due to her husband interfering in this complaint. And
three of these ladies, is it, correct me again if I'm wrong, have already lost their jobs. One is self-employed. She's lost her business. She's lost her business.
The way that the American media has published it is not true.
There's also two Twitter users who have set up a GoFundMe account to try and, I suppose, get some sort of campaign going to represent these women that they believe that you're unfairly targeting.
Well, you know, let me put it to you this way. You know, if I was to come to Ireland, for example, and request service, any kind of service, could I really avoid the fact of dealing with someone of Irish descent? Probably not.
There's a difference between being of Irish descent. That's not a fair comparison, Jessica. There's a difference between of Irish descent and somebody... I mean, look, you identify as a woman. That's fine, right? And I respect that for the purposes of this interview and the purpose of this show.
Yes.
You identify as a woman. Not everybody respects that. Not everybody will accept you as a woman. And if they don't...
I would literally just assaulted at what we call the SkyTrain or the subway just here for being transgender.
What I'm trying to say to you is, if, let's say, for example, I don't want to accept you as a woman, and I say, listen, Jessica, I don't believe you're a woman, I believe you're a man dressed as a woman. And I say that. I don't believe that you have the right to tell me to listen to you, to believe you. I don't believe, like, for example, I'll give you an example. I don't believe in God. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?
I do.
Okay. I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist. Okay. Now, you believe in God. I respect the fact that you believe in God.
Yeah.
Right? And I respect your point of view and I respect your belief in God and your faith in God. That doesn't mean I have to believe in God. Do you understand the point? So some people may not, they may respect you. And they may respect that you want to be called Jessica, but they may not believe. They just don't believe it. They say, that's fine, he wants to be called Jessica, that's fine, I'll call him Jessica, I'll respect that, but I don't believe it, and I don't buy into it. So what you're essentially asking these women to do is, you're asking them to do a service on you that they don't believe in. They don't want to handle a man's genitalia. Is that fair?
Yeah. Not really, because, you see, I'm protected under the BC Human Rights Code, because I'm a protected class that being
female. Are those women not protected who have a right to say no?
They don't, because essentially what happens.
So why does your rights trump theirs?
That's exactly the thing. That's why the tribunal member is coming to a balancing act to see how rights play out in this whole thing.
I mean,
to see which rights.
That's the concern I have. I mean, look, I've no problem. You do what you want to do, Jessica, and you live your life whatever way you want to live your life. But the concern I have is that those women should also be allowed to live their lives the way they want to live their lives.
But not when they discriminate against the rights of others.
But they'll argue that they're not discriminating. That they're just saying, I'm sorry, we don't supply a service of a bikini wax or a Brazilian or whatever it happens to be, or the removal of hair from a genitalia from a man, as far as they're concerned, because it's male genitalia. And that's what they're saying. They're saying we shouldn't be forced to do that. Oh, have we lost his line there? Hello, you there? We'll try and get him back in a second. He seems to have lost the line. Have we lost her line? Is she gone? Okay.